This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The usual quiet in northern Iraq was shattered by a car bomb last night. It killed at least 3 people and wounded about 50, including several Americans, in the city of Erbil, one of the largest cities in Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq. The explosion struck a residential neighborhood, apparently targeted because the U.S. military rents a house there. NPR's Emily Harris went to Erbil and has this report.
14-year-old Hunar Najmuddin didn't see the bomb coming, and he may never see again. He lies on pink sheets in a hospital bed, his arms, chest, and head wrapped in bandages. The bit of his face that shows is covered with stitches and blood. Hunar lived next door to what one U.S. military spokesperson described as a safe house, apparently for intelligence gathering. But everyone knew Americans were there. Hunar's older brother, Hiwa.
They're our neighbors. How could we not know they are Americans? They would come and sit with us outside the house. We salute each other, and they are very nice. We saw them every day. That's how we knew Americans were there.
American troops are more comfortable here than in other parts of Iraq. Many don't wear helmets or body armor. Some go jogging alone on the streets. This is a complete contrast with Baghdad, where the U.S. military lives behind cement barricades and barbed wire. But the Kurds largely supported the U.S. invasion. Soldiers sleep and work throughout the city with minimal protection. A tall metal gate and a 6-foot wall front the main U.S. military office in town. Cement barricades do block off the street. But a short walk away, cars and army vehicles drive freely by 2 houses where U.S. troops live. There are a dozen or so Kurdish guards here. The only physical deterrent to a car bomb is a strip of red plastic tape marking a no parking zone. Ask Sergeant Major Franco Antolovich whether he was surprised by the attack, and he pauses for a while, then says no. He does not expect the military to change anything in Erbil.
We'll continue to do the same job we've been doing. The threat's no different than it's ever been. Just the fact that there's been an incident close to us, we've always anticipated something could happen. The people here are still receptive to us. We still enjoy working with the people here. There won't be any change for us.
But some Kurds think a few changes might be worth considering. A woman who lives next door to the U.S. soldiers is washing down the sidewalk in the warm evening breeze. She's afraid to give her name and afraid her street might be next.
After this explosion, we don't feel secure here. Because of that explosion, we feel something will happen to us also, because we are living between 2 American offices.
Ordinary people and one Kurdish leader suggested perhaps the Americans should move a little ways out of town. But others said the explosion was an aberration and expressed confidence it won't happen again. Among the dead is the presumed suicide bomber, one Kurdish adult and one child. The child's family has homes in Baghdad and Erbil. They just returned here because Baghdad didn't seem safe. Emily Harris, NPR News, Erbil.